About Time Plumbing. No job too big or small. abouttimeplumbing.com.au.
Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clam. Protesters will take the streets in Brill Lake on Sunday to protest against the state government's preferred option for the Melton-Ulladulla bypass. Hundreds of residents, as well as local politicians, are expected to meet at the Brill Lake Lions Park at 10 a.m. before walking along the Princes Highway to the intersection of Canberra Crescent, where the bypass is planned to rejoin the highway. Rally organiser Ian Carroll says the community has only one chance to have its say, and Transport New South Wales needs to get it right.
This is a one-in-a-generation opportunity for people to stand up and let their voices be heard, tell the politicians that what is proposed by New South Wales Transport is not acceptable. The message for the day is, this is not for us, this is for the future. This is for the people that aren't even born yet. We need to future-proof this town, including Melton-Ulladulla.
Residents have welcomed a decision by Wingicarrie councillors to reject a proposal to close off part of Waverley Parade in Mittagong. Marie Tynan spoke on behalf of opponents at this week's meeting and says the fire risks cannot be ignored.
The RFS and Fire and Rescue's failure to send submissions is extremely disappointing. Frensham and Waverley Parade are recognised as bushfire-prone areas. The 1939 bushfire had a devastating impact on our area. Buildings were destroyed in Waverley Parade and at Frensham. In 2002, homes were destroyed in Willowvale.
But Frensham Headmaster Julie Gillick also spoke to council about the need for improving student safety.
Safety around schools experts are very clear that partial road closure, as recommended by council for Waverley Parade, provides certainty for students and drivers. And that's not achievable through the kind of traffic calming that has been suggested by neighbours. For Frensham, the partial road closure of Waverley Parade secures student safety.
A Christmas fun day aimed at bringing the community together after a tough year will be held at the Ulladulla Rotary Park from noon on Sunday. 2020 has rocked the district on many levels, and Rotarian Leonie Corran says families can go along and have a fun day out in the park and share some happy times.
It's going to be a great day for community connectivity, and it's aimed at getting everyone together and having a great day. Lots of fun, treasure hunts for the kids, sandman building. Santa's got a present for every child under 15, and it's a free lunch, hamburgers, sausages, watermelon, and the first beer is on us.
And everyone is welcome to attend the barbecue and should RSVP via the Melton-Ulladulla Rotary Facebook page. And an auction of Sir Donald Bradman's first baggy green Australian Test cap has attracted an offer of $251,000. The week-long auction started last night with a person from New South Wales placing the first bid.
USC's locker room.
It's taken 40 years, but Wendy Phillips finally won the Narra Golf Club's Women's 18-hole Medal of Medals competition. Despite a wet start to the event, Wendy trumped the field with a strong performance to take the honours with a 71 net. She was presented with a gold medal and wine goblet. In the stroke competition, Sandra England took out Division 1 with 74 on a count back from Jill Levi. And the Women's World Surf League opener is going to be moved to Honolulu Bay after a local that was bitten by a shark earlier in the week died from their injuries. The WSL says it's looking for alternate locations when it resumes. Tyler Ryan and Sally Fitzgibbons will square off in an all-South Coast semi-final. That's the latest local news, sport and info. For more news 24/7 and the greatest hits all day, check out 2st.com.au.
Mum, how about this?